我们还是打开马太福音第六章。
Let's still turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们再把它念一遍。
Let's read it through one more time.
第六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
到我们只念到十三节。
We will read to verse 13.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿你多尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，
你赐给
我们，免我们的债。如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。这是主耶稣教导门徒的祷告。
This is the prayer how our Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
有人就把它简称为主祷文。
And then we just briefly call it the Lord's Prayer.
这一篇实在不是主耶稣的祷告。
And really, it's not a prayer of our Lord Jesus.
但是他教导我们要这样的祷告。
But he taught us that we should pray like this.
所以这一篇的祷告文里面可以分成三点。
And in this prayer, we can separate into three sessions.
第一个就是我们在天上的父。
And the first one is our Heavenly Father.
下面就有三个愿。
And then there are three wishes there.
他说，愿人多尊你的名为圣。
And it said, may your name be hallowed.
第二个愿是，愿你的国降临。
And then it said, may your kingdom come.
第三个愿是，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And then may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以简单的说，一个是名字。
So briefly, simply saying, we can, the first one is the name.
第二个是国度。
And then the second is the kingdom.
第三个是旨意。
And the third is the will.
我们一起来念一下吧。
Let's read it together.
如果你会背的话啊，你就把它背下来啊。
You can memorize it. You can do so.
我们在天上的父，愿人多尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。啊，下面呢就有三个祈求啊，这个祈求是讲到跟我们日常生活有关的。
Then following there are three requests and it concern our daily lives.
他说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
He said, give us today our daily bread.
免我们的债如同我们免了人的债。
And then forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
这里面也提到三件事情。
So there are three things that was mentioned here.
第一个就是赐给我们日用的饮食。
The first is give us our daily bread.
第二个是免我们的债。
The second is forgive our debts.
第三个是拯救我们脱离凶恶。
And the third is deliver us from the evil one.
最后有三个称颂。
And then finally there are three praises.
因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
So for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
在圣经中至少有两个地方是神的儿女们应该会背。
In the Bible, there are at least two passages that the children of God need to memorize that.
一个是约翰福音三章十六节。
The first one is John chapter 3 verse 16.
我们会背的，一起来背一下啊。
We know how to memorize it. We can do it together.
神爱世人， 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。那还有一处的圣经，就是这一段的圣经。
The other passage is this passage.
到弟兄姊妹，我们试着啊，把这一段把它背一下，好吧？如果你会背的啊，你来默想啊这一段的圣经。如果你还没有以前没有背过，是不是试着今天把它背一背啊
？Friends and sister can try to memorize this passage. If you already know how to memorize it, you can meditate on that.
好，我们一起来。我们在天上的父，愿人多尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。所以说，这个教导门徒们的祷告里面，他一开头的时候有一个称呼。
And as our Lord Jesus taught his disciples on how to pray, he had a name that he called on.
他说是我们在天上的父。
He said, "Our Father in heaven."
所以这个祷告的对象乃是一位父亲。
And the audience of this prayer is our Father.
这个父亲是在天上的。
And this Father is in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
或者我们就称的更简单一点，就是天父。
Or we can just say Heavenly Father.
在那个原文的里面是说在诸天里的父。
In the original text, it's the Father of all creation.
这位的天父，他是在天上。
And this Father is in heaven.
而且是在诸天境界的里面。
And then it's above all things.
圣经里面告诉我们说，神创造了天地。
And the Bible taught us that God had created all things.
我们中文圣经不太容易看得出来。
And in the Chinese Bible, it's hard to see that.
这一个天乃是多数的天。
And this heaven is a plural.
所以圣经里面就给我们一些的启示。
So the Bible gives us some revelation here.
这个天是诸天。
And this is all heavens.
有多少的天我们不知道。
We don't know how many heavens are there.
但是保罗说他曾经被提到三层天里头去。
But Paul said he was raised up to the third heaven.
所以从这里让我们看见这个诸天包含了三层的天。
So we see that all heavens include the third heaven.
所以读圣经呢，就告诉我们说，第一层的天就是在我们今天所谓看得见的。
So we see that the first heaven is the heaven we can see.
那第二层的天是太空那一方面啊，是科学家要用仪器来探测那个浩瀚的太空。
And the second heaven is beyond that. We have to use instruments to go explore that.
第三层的天乃是神所在的所在。
And the third heaven is where our God dwells in.
所以主耶稣在约旦河里面受洗的时候。
So when our Lord Jesus was baptized in River Jordan.
在英文圣经里面，有些地方用单数，有些地方就用复数。
In the English Bible, some will use the plural, some will use the singular tense.
所以我们如果是从地往上来看的话。
So we watch, look up to heaven from the earth.
当主耶稣受浸从水里面上来。
So when our Lord Jesus coming up from the water.
他说天一层的天打开了。
And then there's one heaven that opened
up. 第二层的天打开了。
The second heaven also opened up.
第三层的天打开了。
And then the third heaven also opened up.
天和地是那样的透亮。
And then it was so bright between the earth and also the heaven.
高天之上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
And there was a voice coming from heaven, this is my beloved son whom I love.
所以在这里他说这一个天父是在诸天境界里面的父。
So our heavenly father is in this all heaven.
什么意思呢？就是说这位的父乃是充满在整个宇宙的万有中间。
That means how this Father is on in with all things.
所以主耶稣在那叫我们祷告的时候，他说我们有一个对象，这位是天父。
So when we pray, there's this audience, and that's our Heavenly Father.
所以这是个儿子对着父亲的祷告。
And this is a prayer from the Son to the Father.
这个天父他是怎样的心？
And how this, how the heart of this Heavenly Father?
所以当主耶稣来说到这个天父的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus talked about this Heavenly Father,
他懂得天父的心。
He knows the heart of the Heavenly Father.
主耶稣曾经用一个比方，
Our Lord Jesus used a parable.
这个比方是记载在路加福音十五章里面。
And this parable is recorded in Luke chapter 15.
是很多我们非常熟悉的一段的圣经。
And a passage that we all know well.
这一段的事情是说父有一位父亲，他有两个儿子。
And talking about this father had two sons.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来读的时候，我们都常常为着这一位的浪子，这位小儿子而在叹息。
And when we read it, always we will be sighing for this younger son, the prodigal son.
有人也为着那一位大儿子也在叹息。
And some will be sighing for the older son too.
但是这一段的圣经更深地说到父亲的心。
But this passage also talks about the heart of the father.
这一位的小儿子，他的心根本不在家里面。
In this passage, the younger son, his heart is not in the home.
这一位的小儿子，他的心根本不在父亲的身上。
His heart is not in the father's heart.
他能住在家里，他的心整个都往外面跑。
Even though he lived at the home, but his heart is already gone.
所以他又要求父亲分产业。
So he asked his father to have his inheritance.
他就得了产业以后怎么样？他就离家出去。
So after he got his inheritance, he left home.
圣经上说，他带着这些的产业往远方去的。
And the Bible said he took this inheritance and went to far away places.
这一位小儿子心不在父亲的身上。
This younger son, his heart is not with the father.
最后人也不在父亲的身边。
Eventually, his physical body is not with the father.
他往远方去。
He went to a far place.
他离父亲越远。
The further he's away from his father,
父亲的心越痛。
The more hurtful the father's heart will be.
当儿子离家的时候，父亲的心在伤痛。
When he left home, the heart of the father was broken.
但是这位父亲的心在等待。
But then the heart of the father was waiting.
等待他回来。
For his return.
我们不知道这位父亲等待了多久。
We don't know how long this father waited.
到有一天他看见儿子回来了。
But one day he saw his son coming back.
圣经上说什么？他远远都看见。
The Bible said he saw him from far away.
他就是就动了慈心。
Then his heart was moved.
他就跑上前去。
And he ran over to him.
抱着他的儿子。
To hug him.
连连地与他亲嘴。
And kissed him.
父亲在等待，等待他的儿子的心转回。
The father was waiting for the return of the heart of the son.
当儿子回来呀。
So that now the son returned.
父亲的心得着了安慰。
And the heart of the father was comforted.
儿子人回来了。
And also the body has come back.
他的心也归向了父亲。
And his heart also came back to the father.
这是父亲所盼望是要得到的。
And that's the hope of the father to receive.
但是大儿子呢？
But then the older son.
大儿子住在家里。
He lived within the home.
但是他的心不在父亲的身上。
Yet his heart is not with the father either.
跟父亲住得那么近。
He lives so close to his father.
但是他心好像离得那么多远。
But then his heart is so far away.
等到有一天这小儿子回来了。
So one day this younger son came.
家里面有个庆祝。
And there was a celebration in the house.
这大儿子就在外面。
And the older son went outside.
他也回来,
and he also came back. But he found out his younger brother came back. And then father kissed him.
圣经记载说,
the Bible recorded that about this older son.
他说,
that he's not far away from the house.
但是却是不肯进去,
but he's not willing to enter.
甚至离父亲那么近,
this son is so close to his father.
但是心又是那么的远,
but the heart is so far away from the father.
正是咫尺天涯,
and it's so difficult.
你知道, 父亲为小儿子上吐,
and the father was sad for the younger son.
同样的，这位父亲也为大儿子上吐,
he was also sorrowful for the older son.
所以父亲就出来,
so the father came out,
来到大儿子的身边,
and he came out to the older son,
劝他,
to encourage him,
一同来庆祝,
to celebrate together.
你知道吗? 今天父亲的心得回来一个儿子,
because the father's heart had received a son.
同样的, 父亲的心也要得着你,
and the father's heart also wants to receive this older son.
你不要心目中只有你的朋友,
do not just have your friends in your heart.
好不好? 你的心里面也有我吧?
Can you have me in your heart too?
父亲的心盼望得着小儿子,
and the heart of the father wants to get the younger son,
他也要得着大儿子,
also to also have the older son.
感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
父亲的痴心,
the kindness of our father,
在等待,
he is waiting.
终于他得到了大儿子,
eventually he gets the heart of the older son and the younger son.
这是天父的心,
and this is the heart of our heavenly father.
主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，一面是指着那个小儿子指着那些罪人和税吏，或者是妓女来说的。
When Jesus was talking about this parable, the younger son was referring to the sinners and the prostitutes.
那个大儿子乃是那些自以为义的法利赛。
And the older son is like the Pharisee who thought they had righteousness.
但是主耶稣讲这个比喻是盼望大儿子也好，小儿子也好，但他们的心都要来归向父亲。
But this parable is so that all their hearts will come back to the Father.
这是天父盼望他的选民都能够归回他。
And our Heavenly Father wants His chosen people to come back to Him.
这是讲到父亲跟神百姓的关系。
And this is the relationship about the Father with His people.
那圣经里面也告诉我们说,
the Bible also tells us,
神在整个万国的中间,
in all nations,
他拣选以色列,
He had chosen the Israelites.
他说, 以色列是我的儿子,
He said that Israel is my son,
是我的长子,
my firstborn son.
他意思说, 以色列是我的大儿子,
and Israel is my older son.
列国万邦乃是小儿子,
and all the other nations is my younger son.
神借着这个父亲的心，他们知道说，他要让神的选民是归向他。
Through this father, he wants all these chosen people to come back to him.
他要让他所造的那些万邦列国来归向他。
He also wants all these other nations to come back to him.
这岂不就是刚才我们所 念的那一节圣经吗?
Isn't that the verse we just read earlier?
神爱世人,
God so loved the world.
这个世人, 包括像大儿子的那个以色列人,
and this world includes the older son, the Israelites.
这个世人也包括着万国列邦的小儿子,
and the world also includes all the other nations, the younger son.
天父都爱他,
and our Heavenly Father loved all of them.
好叫他们相信耶稣基督，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So they can all believe in our Lord Jesus and will not perish but have eternal life.
这也是圣经所说的神愿意万人得救。
And this is what the Bible said, said that God wants all people to have salvation.
他说神不愿意有一人沉沦。
Said God does not want anyone to perish.
乃愿人人都悔改得救。
But everyone to come to repentance.
我叫我们的心来归向神。
May our hearts come back to return to God.
这是天父的心。
And this is the heart of our Heavenly Father.
当我们的心归向神的时候,
As our heart turns back to our God,
我们就成为神的儿女。
We become the children of God.
所以箴言有一句话说,
So Proverbs, there's a verse.
我儿要将心归我。
It said, My son, give me your heart.
这是地上的父亲对着儿子的期望。
And this is the hope of the earthly father to his son.
同样的天父也是期望所有的人，我们的心都归向他。
Similarly, our heavenly father wants the hearts of all men to turn to him.
怎么归向他？
How do we turn to him?
接受耶稣基督，我的心就归向了神。
To receive my Lord Jesus Christ, then my heart will return to him.
就成为神的儿子。
To become the children of God.
我在年轻的时候听过一个故事。
When I was young, I remember this story.
它的大意是这样。
And the general meaning is like this.
有一个儿子他离家出去。
There's a son who left home.
叫父亲的心很难过。
And the father was very sad.
常年都没有消息。
There was no news from him for a long time.
有一天他收到儿子的信。
But one day he received a letter from his son.
他说，爸，父亲，我对不起。
Say, Father, I'm sorry.
我要回家。
I want to come home.
那我不知道你肯不肯收留我。 But
I don't know if you are willing to take me in.
因为他的家住在火车轨道的旁边。 And
his house is near the railroad tracks.
他跟父亲信上说，我哪一天我要坐火车回去。
So in the letter he said that on this day I would be on the train.
这个火车会经过我们家从旁边过去。
And this train will pass through our house.
父亲，如果你肯原谅我。
Say, Father, if you are willing to forgive me.
可不可以在我们家的树上面，那他家都有一棵树，然后挂一个红条子。
And they have a tree in the by their house. And can you put a red sign on the tree?
当火车从那边经过的时候。
So as the train passed by,
我看见这一个红条子,
and I saw this red sign,
我就知道你肯原谅我,
then I know you will forgive me.
他说，我就敢回家,
and then I will be coming home.
他不知道父亲的心是怎样,
he did not know the heart of the father.
当这位父亲收到这封信的时候,
so when the father received this letter,
他就知道那天还没有来到, 他就早早做准备。
Even though the day has not come, he prepared already.
他就从他的房子里面这一边到那边了，用个大红条子那样把他拉起来。
And then from the house one end to the other end, he put on a red sign.
这位的父亲肯原谅他的儿子。
He's willing to forgive his son.
这位的父亲巴望他的儿子能够早回来。
He wished so much that his son will come back early.
但是他也担心说，这个儿子当火车一经过的时候。 太快了，看不见那一个红条子。
He's worried that the train may go too fast. He would not be able to see the red sign.
他是拿着摆到长长的一条红色的彩带在那一边。
He make a long and big red sign.
好了，他儿子坐车子经过的时候。
So that when his son passed by.
可以看见。
Can see that.
父亲希望他早日归回。
That the father wishes him to come back soon.
当那天儿子坐火车过去的时候,
So as the son was riding in this train,
他看见带一个红色的彩带,
He saw this big red sign.
他知道父亲原谅了他,
He knew that his father had forgiven him.
接受他,
Receive him.
这是父亲的心。
This is the heart of the father.
我们天上的父,
Our heavenly father.
当他把他的儿子挂在十字架上,
When he had his son nailed on the cross,
当主耶稣的血从十字架上一直流下来的时候,
when the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ come down,
诗篇告诉我们说, 我是虫, 不是人,
And the Psalm said, we are just a worm, we're not a person. When our Lord Jesus was hung there like a worm,
而这条虫, 当人家在那扎他的时候,
when the people pierced him,
他的血流出来,
the blood came out,
成为一个染料,
become a dye,
是个红颜色的染料,
a red dye.
当这一个木头上挂着的那一颗虫,
and this one was hung on the cross,
神儿子为我们舍命流血的时候,
our Lord Jesus Christ, and the blood has stained the whole cross.
弟兄姊妹, 神把这个十字架 树立在整个宇宙万有的中间,
and this cross was standing there throughout the universe.
是一个鲜红的记号,
it's a red sign for the world.
所以愿意转向他,
who are willing to turn to him.
天父就赦免他们的罪,
and our Heavenly Father will forgive them.
神就接纳他成为神的儿女,
and our God will receive him as children.
这是天父的慈心,
and this is the will of our Heavenly Father.
接受他的人都可以归回到父亲的家中,
all who receive him can come back to his house,
成为神的儿女,
to become the children of God.
所以当主耶稣说, 我们在天上的父,
so when our Lord Jesus said our Heavenly Father,
还是说一个经历到父的爱,
to experience the love of our Father,
享受到父的慈爱,
to enjoy the love of our Father, and this life can grow, to understand the heart of our Father. So there is a prayer here.
祷告说,
and so here there's a prayer. Say, hallowed be your name.
这位的父亲有一个名字,
and this Father have a name.
主在这里没有启示什么名字,
and our Lord did not say what name he had.
但是每一个神的儿女归回的人都知道这个名字。
But all who the children of God who return will know this name.
他说, 愿人多尊你的名为神。
He said, all, may all people have your name be hallowed.
这个名字是跟所有千千万万的名字里面被分别出来的。
And this name is separate from all these other names.
这个名字是个独特的名字。
It's a very special unique name.
这个名字是神圣的名字。
It's a holy name.
这个名字不可以侵犯。
And you cannot violate it.
还有我们这些儿子来尊重父亲的名字。
And we as children need to honor this name.
要尊他的名为神。
And honor his name as holy.
多少神的儿女因为这一个名字,
there's so many children of God because of this name,
被人家羞辱, 被人家轻看, 被人家逼迫, 甚至于被下到监牢的里面,
they were put to shame, they were despised, they were persecuted, and even to be put in jail,
甚至于为了这一个名字的神圣, 他们甚至于殉道,
and for the holy name they become martyr.
愿人多尊你的名为圣。
May people honor your name as holy.
当我们看看一点教会的历史,
when we understand the history of the church,
有许多的人为了这个名字殉道。
Many people was martyred because of this name.
不仅仅在过去的时代是这样,
not only in the past,
今天在中国或者是一些的地方还是为了信仰他们愿意尊他的名为圣而遭受到逼迫。
Even today in China or other places, because they want to honor this name, they were persecuted.
我们宝贝这个名字吗?
Do we treat this name as precious?
当我们生活在自由的地区,
as we live in this free country,
在这个时代,
in this generation,
我们不太会遭受到多少, 多大的逼迫,
We do not have too much persecution.
但是我们会不会以父的名为圣？
But do we treat the name of our Father as holy?
我认识一个朋友。
I know a friend.
他在工作上位置站在爬在一个很高的位置上。
In his career, his job, he is in very high position.
那他是个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
但是他不敢承认，不敢在同事们面前承认他是基督徒。
But he dare not admit that he's a Christian among his peers.
但是有一天他读神的话。
But one day he was reading the Word of God.
他说，凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他。
He said, those who acknowledge me before the Lord, and I will acknowledge him before the world.
凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。
And those who do not acknowledge me, and then I will not acknowledge him in front of my Father either.
这句话像一个佛道一样进到他的心里面。
And this is like a living sword that entered into his heart.
他觉得他很惭愧。
He felt ashamed.
他不敢以信耶稣为荣。
He cannot call his being a Christian as glory.
他想把自己藏起来。
He wants to hide himself.
但是这句话对他说。
But this verse talked to him.
你在人面前不敢认我。
If you cannot acknowledge me before man,
但是我在父面前也不认他。
He said, I will not acknowledge you in my Father.
他跟神认罪。
So he repented.
他跟神祷告说，神给我力量。
He prayed to God to give him strength.
让我在人面前承认你的名。
That I can acknowledge your name before people.
所以他就怎么样，在开会的时候或者吃饭的时候。
So when he had a meeting, when he was eating,
他就低头细犯祷告。
Then he bowed his head and he prayed.
他借着这一个来承认他是神的儿女。
Through this, he acknowledged that he's the children of God.
因为他的位置很高。
Because he was in high position.
所以他有时候会请他的同事。
So sometimes he will invite his co-workers.
但是要吃饭之前。
That as the, before they eat,
他要先细烦。
And he will pray.
他要把感谢献给神。
He will give thanks to God.
弟兄姊妹，好像细烦是个很小的一件事。
Seems like giving thanks to God in before meal is a very little thing.
但是那里面，特别是在不信的人中间。
But in that, especially before unbelievers.
这个很简单的一个细范，在当中尊神的名为圣。
In a very short prayer of thanksgiving, that we honor the name of God as holy.
有一位学生。
There's a student.
在很多年前。
In many years ago.
他在学校里面的食堂吃饭的时候。
He was eating in the school cafeteria.
他就在那细范祷告。
And he was thanking God.
那旁边有一个教官。
And there was a teacher beside him.
他就在许多人面前把他脸上打了一巴掌。
And then he slapped him on the face in front of all these people.
他说圣经上说有人打你的右脸。
He says the Bible said if somebody hits you on the right side.
转过来你左脸也给他打。
You need to turn and let him hit you on the left.
这位的教官也把他左边又打了一下。
So he also slapped him on the left side.
那个教官实在很无理。
So he's really very rude.
但是这一位的基督徒只因为在众人的面前愿意尊他的名为圣。
But this question, because he wants to honor God's name as holy.
他要承认他是信神的。
He wants to acknowledge it. He believes in God.
他被人家在公开场所里面羞辱。
And he was put to shame in this open.
弟兄姊妹，尊他的名为圣。
Brothers and sisters, honor his name as holy.
可以在大患难的时候。
Can be in big tribulation.
也可以在生活很微小的事情上。
Or it can be in very little things of our daily lives.
有一个故事一直在我心里面。
This story has always been in my heart.
就是当中日战争的时候。
It's between the war between China and Japan.
日本占领中国。
And Japan took over China.
在有一个地方，他把那些信耶稣的人都抓起来。
And one time they took all the Christians.
那些日本兵就一排机关枪摆在那边。
And the Japanese had a row of machine guns before them.
他们对着一个方向。
They are aiming at one direction.
他说：“你们要否认你们的信仰。”
You have to deny your belief.
你们可以站在另外一边。
Then you can stand on the other side.
在患难考验的时候。
When we've been tested in this tribulation.
要显明谁是尊他的名为圣。
It will reveal to us who will honor his name as holy.
好多的人都转到另跑到另外一个方向去。
Many will go to the other direction.
只有一位神的老仆人。
That's only one old servant of God.
他说我所侍奉的这一位的神。
He said this God that I serve.
他从来没有亏欠我。
He had not forsake me.
只有我对不起他。
Only I have sinned against him.
他为我舍命救了我。
He died for me to save me.
叫我得着永远的生命。
So that I can have eternal life.
叫我成为神的儿女。
So that I can become the child of God.
叫我有机会来服侍他。
That I have the opportunity to serve him.
那我怎能在这个紧要的关头就否认他呢？
How can I deny him in this critical moment?
他就站在那一个，走在那一个。机关枪对着的一个方向。
So he went to the place that the machine guns were aiming at.
而这些日本兵。
And these Japanese soldiers.
就对着那些否认的人说。
And then they told those two denying.
他说你们都不会忠于你们的神。
And then you are not faithful to your God.
你们又怎么会忠于日本人呢？
How can you be loyal to the Japan?
他们就把那个机关枪转一个方向，对着这一帮的人扫射。
And then they turn the machine gun and shoot at these people at the other place.
我看到这个，想到这一幅的故事的时候
，As I remember the story，
我会在哪一边
？Where would I be？
我会尊他的名为圣吗
？Would I honor God's name as holy？
甚至为着性命把自己交托在这个名里面吗？
Even put down my life on this name？
愿人都尊他的名为圣。
May all people honor his name as holy。
我讲一点关于我父亲的事。
I want to tell you a little bit about my father。
我在家中是个长子。
I'm the firstborn in my family。
我们家都是住在乡下，是拜偶像的家庭。
We live in a village and then we worship the idols.
那后来我出外读书，信了主耶稣。
And then I went out to study and then I become a Christian.
那我父亲，因为那时候家境不是很好。
At that time we are pretty poor.
他就盼望我能够为他争一口气。
He want me to have some honor for the family.
但是他看见我信耶稣，他很高兴。
He saw that I became a Christian. He was happy.
因为他说信耶稣不会变坏。
He said because when you become a Christian, you will not turn bad.
但是慢慢的发现现在越来越迷了。
And I believe in more and more.
后来有一天他跟我说我要出来侍奉主。
And one day he heard that I want to come serve God full time.
但我父亲好生气。
The father was very upset.
所以他就骂了。
And he scolded me.
当然他也骂主耶稣啊。
Also scolded our Lord Jesus.
常常为他祷告。
And I was praying for him.
最后我父亲在晚年的时候信了主。
And in his old age, my father had believed in our Lord Jesus.
他身上也有病痛。
And he had some sickness with him.
那我就跟我父亲讲。
And I told my father.
你心情不好的时候你可以骂。
When you feel bad, you can scold me.
可以骂我，
you can scold me.
你甚至可以打我，
and you can beat me.
但我告诉他说，主耶稣的名你不可以骂。
But you cannot scold the name of our Lord Jesus.
你我所信的这位耶稣基督救我们的神，你不可以骂他。
The Lord Jesus that has saved you and I, you cannot curse him.
一个老人家身体不好，心情也常常不好。
An old person not feeling sick, and then the mood is very bad.
但是我父亲当他在骂人的时候。
But when my father cursed,
他什么人都敢骂。
He can curse everyone.
但是他就不敢骂主耶稣。
He dare not curse our Lord Jesus.
这点是叫我心里面很感谢。
And this one thing I thank God so much.
原来在我们所得到的这一个永远的生命里面。
Because of the eternal life that we have received.
里面有一个特性，要尊神的名为圣。
There's a special characteristic is to honor God's name as holy.
要尊父的名为圣。
To honor the Father's name as holy.
但愿我们都尊他的名为圣。
May we all honor His name as holy.
在圣域中，在艰难中，都尊他的名为圣。
In good time or in bad time, to honor His name.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
当主耶稣的思念里面，他想到有一个国，父有一个国。
In his heart, he knows that there's a kingdom for his father.
啊，这一个国，圣经里面叫做天国。
And the Bible calls it the heavenly kingdom.
因为这一个国是属天的。
Because this kingdom belongs to heaven.
啊，这个国叫做神国。
And it becomes the God kingdom.
啊，这个国是属于神的。
It belongs to God.
啊，这一个国也叫做爱子的国。
It's also the kingdom of the beloved son.
什么叫做爱子的国？
What do you mean by the kingdom of the
beloved? 乃是说在这个国度里面的人，所有的人不仅仅是属神的，不仅仅是属天的。
Because all the people in this kingdom not only belong to God or belong to heaven.
也是天父所爱的。
It's also loved by our heavenly Father.
这是一个爱子国度的特征。
This is a characteristic of the kingdom of the beloved Son.
每一个信他的人都是父的爱子。
Everyone who believes is beloved by our heavenly Father.
这个爱可以享受到天父的爱。
And we can enjoy the love of the heavenly Father.
这国度里面可以来亲近天父。
In this kingdom, we can come near our heavenly Father.
亲近我们的神。
To come near our heavenly our God.
有一首诗歌这样说：“我几近神。”
There's a song that said, "I come close to God."
他说：“近到如此，已经不能再相近。”
So close that I cannot come any closer.
我因借着他的儿子，就得像子那样亲。
Because receiving His Son, I'm so near to Him.
主耶稣怎样亲近父神？
How our Lord Jesus is close to God.
爱子国度的人也可以像他一样那么亲近父神。
Those are in the kingdom of the Son can also be near Him.
他说：“神极爱我，爱到如此，已经不能再真爱。”
God so loved me to a point that cannot love me more.
他是如此爱他儿子，照样爱我，不稍改。
The similarly, He loved His Son, and then He loved me just the same.
天父怎样？爱他父怀里面的独生子。
How our heavenly Father loved His beloved Son.
他也照样爱我们这些人。
He will love us just the same.
因为我们是在他国度里面的人。
Because we are in His kingdom.
他说：“愿你的国降临。”
Said, "May your kingdom come."
当神的国还没有降临的时候。
When the kingdom of God has not come yet.
愿他的国先降临在我们心灵里。
May His kingdom come into our heart.
让我们能够心里面尊他伟大。
So we can honor Him as great.
有一首诗歌，他这样说。
There's another song that says like this.
就是我深深地呼求你。
It says, I call your name deeply.
你一定要给我做。
You must do this for me.
这个祷告很通俗。
And it seems like it's very, it's not a good prayer.
但是怎么样很有把握。
But seems like I have assurance in it.
我深深的呼求。
I I call your name deeply. That you would do, you have to do it for me.
我记得你会说，你一定要在垂听我的祷告。
You must listen to my prayer.
啊，这个祷告是内容是什么呢？
So what's the content of this prayer?
因为明天会有敬拜的歌声，怎么样，充满在每一个角落。
So because tomorrow there will be the song that we can feel of worship to fill every corner.
这个呼求乃是让愿意让神的国可以临到这个大地上。
That calling is calling for the kingdom of God to come to this earth.
写这首诗歌的人是为着中国在呼求。
The one who wrote this song is calling for China.
但愿神的国能够早日临到地上。
May His kingdom come to this earth soon.
也能够临到我们的国家。
And come to our country also.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们知道主耶稣来到地上的时候，
We know when our Lord Jesus came to this earth.
希伯来书告诉我们说，神啊，我来了。
And it said, God, I have come.
为了遵行你的旨意。
To do your will.
他说，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
He said, burn offering and sin offering is not something you like.
But
you have prepared a body for me.
主耶稣来到地上,
when our Lord Jesus came to this earth,
就是要来遵行神的旨意,
is to do the will of God.
所以当他被钉在十字架上的时候,
so when he was nailed on the cross,
他说成了,
he said, it is finished.
这个成了来说，神啊, 你差我来, 那一个旨意我已经完成了。
He said, the things you have sent me to do, I have finished it.
这个旨意可以因着我，可以通行在这个地上。
This will can be done on this earth through me.
叫一切相信他的人都可以有份于这个旨意。
And for those who believe in him will be part of this will.
而这个旨意最后要完成的。
And the final will of this will.
有一天他说， 他将万事万物都更新了。
He said he will renew all things.
他说都成了。
It all will be renewed.
乃是指着新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候。
Referring to the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
那是神的旨意最终要达到的。
That's the final will of our God.
那么在这个根基上一直到那一天，
From this foundation to that day.
神给我们一些可以实行的旨意。
There is some will that we can do in this time.
像圣经上说，
Like what the Bible has said.
你们要掩蔽隐行。
You have to avoid sexual immorality.
你们要洁净自己。
You have to cleanse yourself.
要从淫乱里面出来。
Coming out from adultery.
他说你们要常常喜乐。 不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
You are to be joyful always and pray without ceasing, and in all things you give thanks.
神有一个永远不改变的旨意。
He had an eternal will.
神有一个可以实行的旨意。
A will that we can do.
要凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
我告诉弟兄姊妹呢， 容易不容易？
I don't know if it's easy or not.
最近写很多。
There's a lot of snow lately.
写多了我倒不怕。
And I'm not afraid of a lot of snow.
我怕的是雪变成冰。
And I was afraid the snow would become ice.
又铲冰啊，好难铲啊。
It's very hard to shovel the ice.
所以有一天我跟我姊妹把想把那很美丽的风景把它录下来。
So one day we recorded the beautiful scene.
看看那个雪下来很漂亮。
And the snow is coming down, it's very pretty.
但是铲雪好辛苦啊。
But it's very hard to shovel that snow.
所以我就一面录一面感叹。
And I was recording, but then I was sighing also.
哇，神所造的雪天，冰天雪地，很漂亮。
It's so pretty, a scenery with the snow and the ice.
我就在那边赞美神。
And I praise God with that.
但是我说，哎，铲雪好苦啊。
But then on the other side, it's so much work to shovel the snow.
当我这样讲完以后，里面有一个声音说：“你为什么不感谢神呢？”
And then there's a voice come out from me and said, why don't you thank God for it?
你可以欣赏它那么美嘛，对，你也可以去禅习的时候，你也应该感谢它。
You can enjoy the scenery, and when you shuffle the snow, you can also give thanks.
当我们感谢的时候，
and when we give thanks,
我们就不会埋怨。
We will not complain.
当我们感谢的时候，
when we give thanks,
我们就可以接受这个环境。
We can receive that environment.
所以在这样一个环境中，你可以感谢它。
So in that situation, we can thank God.
他说神的旨意是要叫我们行善。
And God's will is for us to do good.
还有神的旨意也有时候我们会因着他而受苦。
And sometimes, well, for his will, we may have to suffer for his name's sake.
我们可以在各式各样的环境里面。
In different environments.
我们可以凡事谢恩。
Then we can give thanks in all circumstances.
我们也可以不住地来祷告。
We can pray without ceasing.
我们也可以常常的喜乐。
We can be joyful always.
我下面我没有时间讲了。
I don't have any more time to continue on.
那我们知道神赐给我们的是儿子的身份。
We need to know that God has given us the sonship.
是一个儿子尊贵的身份。
It's an honorable.Name of a son.
那么神也赐给我们一个儿子的名。
And also give us a name from the spirit of the son.
可以叫我们父叫他阿爸。
So we can call to him as Abba Father.
有一节的圣经很甜美。
There's a verse that's very sweet.
让我们一起来念啊。
I think we can read it all together.
约翰一书。
In First John.
第三章
Chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
我们读上半句
We'll just read the first part of the verse
讲你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女。好，然后你看
so, ，Behold，
父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us.
使我们得称为神的儿女。
That we should be called the children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And that is what we are.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们有儿子的灵。
We have the spirit of the Son.
我们可以呼叫他阿爸父。
We can call to him as Abba Father.
我们可以在各样的遭遇里面这样说。
In all circumstances, we can say this.
父啊，是的。
Say, Father, yes.
你的美意本是如此。
This is your pleasure of this.
因为你叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Because you have caused all things to work together for those who to the benefit of those who love you.
我们也可以这样祷告说。
We can also pray like this.
我心尊主伟大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
My soul glorify you, and my spirit.We'll call you as my God, my Savior.
因为神在我们身上做了大事。
Because God has done great things in us.
至少他把神的爱都浇灌在我们身上。
He has lavished all his love on us.
我们也可以这样说。
We can also say it like this.
我们把这一段的圣经一起来说好吗？
We can read this passage together.
我们在天上的父
Father in heaven,
愿人都尊你的名为圣
Your kingdom come Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven
如同行在天上我们
Give us today our daily bread
今日赐给我们
Forgive us our debts
如同我们
As we also have forgiven our debts
不叫我们
Lead us not into temptation
救我们
But deliver us from the evil one
因为
For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
兄姊妹，我们轻轻的啊，我们再念一遍啊，用这个主教导我们的祷告，我们来跟我们天上的父来祷告。
We'll just read it silently.
我们每个人可以低头一起来祷告。
And then we bow our head and pray.
我们在天上的父，愿你。
Lord, be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
阿门。